Welcome back, y'all. It is the last segment of this Friday Eve episode of the Maggie Dawn Show. You got Dom Salvia coming up next. You're not going to want to miss my little buddy. He's always good for your drive home from work or whatever you might be doing on this sunny but very cold Thursday afternoon. My special guest co-host, a very patient man indeed. His name's Tom Paulswitz. We're debating the Joe Biden pardon. I'm con. Tom's pro. Tom, you had a couple other thoughts, and I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut so you can get them out of your mouth. And then we're going to go to the phones.
Two more things. I think presidents have a long history of protecting family. I mean, you can go down the list of people that presidents have pardoned who are family members over the years. But one of the things I read was that Democrats were upset because Joe Biden had promised that he wasn't going to pardon Hunter Biden. And I look at that and I look at that promise and go, that promise had no impact on the election. That promise had no impact on the outcome of the transition. That promise had no impact on any bill. It wasn't as if he promised to remove nuclear weapons from Europe or promised to bring peace to the Middle East. That wasn't the promise. The promise was I wasn't going to do it, and he has a right to change his mind on that. And he has a right, after being petitioned, to pardon who he chooses to pardon. So I think it's important, and I don't believe this is a slippery slope. I mean, you literally have to commit some crimes and then figure out how to get your parent elected president so that you can get pardoned, right? That's not a slippery slope. It's not an event that's going to happen on a regular basis. So this is a one-off thing, and I think as Democrats, we have to understand that these one-off things, they don't mean that we've given up the moral high ground. What they mean is there are nuances to it, and you have to understand the nuances, and you have to understand if anyone was harmed by it. And at least to me in this situation, no one was harmed.
I'll just say this. I feel harmed by it. I defended Joe Biden. I am an institutionalist. I believe in norms, and I believe that our defense of norms and institutions cannot be situational. It also cannot be transactional. I know that Donald Trump is going to abuse the powers of the executive branch of government, but there will come the day after Donald Trump is no longer president. And while he may never bear any consequences for his criminality and his cravenness and his corruption, other Republicans will have to answer for it and explain it. And I think this does put a quiver in their sheath that they can use, or at least a shield to try to deflect. Is it disingenuous? Hell yes.
And I completely disagree, because they have already decided they would make up more egregious things anyways. So it doesn't matter what actually happens. That goes,
why isn't that a race to the bottom in some way? Tom and I could go on forever, but we want to hear from you. And I know you all are sick of me talking. 855-757-4842. Let's go to the phones. Jesse from Madison, what do you have to say?
Well, I think this is another case where the Democrats got it wrong, or in this case, a Democrat got it wrong. Something that was on paper, okay, I think from an ethical standpoint, pardoning his son. But again, the real politic of it is, like you said, people on both ends of the spectrum see this as an unfair legal system where, you know, it makes a Democrat come off as an elitist. The right way to do this would have been to pardon all nonviolent drug offenders across the country, because what I also like to defend institutions and norms. But what's legal and what's institutional and what's a norm is not always ethical or moral. And we have a very serious problem with incarcerating people who doesn't serve society to lock them up. On the other concern about slippery slope and wondering, okay, well, now if he were to do something like that, is that just going to, spur Trump to, pardon all the January 6th rioters? We can't behave worrying about what Republicans are going to do, because newsflash, Trump's going to do that anyway.
Yes.
Yep. He will.
He's going to do what he's going to do.
But again, there's a day that comes after that, and precedent does matter. We still talk about the Clinton pardon of his brother-in-law. These things come up. It matters.
So Maggie, on that note,
history.
Right. Did Joe Biden pardon Hunter Biden because Trump pardoned Charles Kushner?
No, Tom, but the overarching arguments about the use of presidential powers to preference their family or their closest loyalists is relevant. Cam from Appleton, you're up next. What do you have to say? Say hello to Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Maggie. I wanted to try to make this as quick as possible because I know there's limited time. But first, I don't think that you can be, and this is a blanket you can't be picky and choosy with what to follow or embrace when it comes to law. Law, at the very root, is your argument, but law is also what provides and that we follow the powers of the president's pardon ability, whether it's morally right or wrong. And then on top of that, we can't chastise Biden for changing his mind on this.
Yeah, I got to jump in there. If Joe Biden had said humbly, I got it wrong and I've changed my mind, I might not be quite as ticked off about it, but he didn't say that in his statement. He didn't apologize for lying or getting it wrong before. He just said this is merited.
But he didn't lie, Maggie. He changed his mind.
Then why didn't he say that?
He did.
He didn't say that. No, he did not say the words, I've changed my mind, and I'm sorry I made that misrepresentation.
What difference does it make if he said it or not?
It makes a lot of difference. Last caller, you got the last shot at it. Jim from Brookfield, what do you have to say?
Well, Tom and Maggie, I have to say I agree with Tom because Trump was elected, and he was going to go after Hunter Biden again. If you think it was going to end with just the conviction that he's got on record, they were going to go after him with more of a vengeance and try to dig up things and go after him. So the fact that Trump got, in.
And we'll have to leave it there. So sorry, Jim. My thanks to you, Tom. I always like a nice debate in the afternoon. I'll stand up for you, Tom. I'll hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together, even in disagreement.
Absolutely.
That's going to do it for me. Dom Salvia is up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.